Robbie Slater, good morning. Robbie, are you there?
Hello?
Hello, yeah. Robbie.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, sorry, mate. There's nothing coming back in my headphones. That's because I've turned them down. What a... I could hear from the start. I couldn't hear that I was on air, but it was my foolish act.
Right.
How are you, mate? What's happening in the aftermath of the Socceroos? Obviously, they were welcomed. There was celebration. Martin Place. Shame Timmy Cahill wasn't there, but they got some nice celebration in.
Yeah, they did. And and so you should. You know, fourth consecutive World Cup. It's something, it's certainly one of the big things that I missed in my career. And these guys who get the chance to go to a World Cup, it's fantastic achievement for the players.
Why wasn't Tim Cahill there? And will he play for Melbourne City tonight? There's a big, I'm going to call it a dispute, a standoff about game time from Timmy. He's quite concerned about the lack of game time he's getting at Melbourne City. And does he have to move clubs to get more game time?
Well, that's what he said. We had sort of two interviews, didn't we, post-match of the Socceroos. Two interviews that gave more questions than answers, and that one was from Coach and one was from Timmy. And Timmy's was, directly aimed at Melbourne City, that he needs more game time or he's off. And for him, the reason why he wasn't at celebrations is because Melbourne City obviously play in Brisbane tonight. That's where I'll be off to. And he won't start the game. I very much doubt it. Warren Joyce came out and said yesterday that he when asked about what Timmy had said, he said he hadn't heard the comments, but said that he's there to coach Melbourne City and not coach Timmy Cahill. So that wasn't probably the response that Timmy was looking for. So it's certainly one to follow.
Yeah, Robbie, he also said, the coach of Melbourne City, that everyone's treated equally at this club. That's garbage. You've got to treat... The better you play, the more equal you get treated. And Timmy's different. He's a veteran. He's got to be massaged differently.
Well, especially in the modern era, to say that everyone gets treated equally, inverted commas, I sort of get what he's saying, but in the modern era, in the days of superstars, it's not entirely true, is it? Players, and the art of being a good coach is how to massage different egos, different players, knowing which ones you need to pat on the back, needing to know which ones you have to pat on the back, and obviously ones that you can go a little bit harder with. But it's certainly not an equal playing field in modern football, and Timmy is certainly a special case, and he's an older player. We all know he's a legend of the game, but you've got to treat him differently.
Yeah, what were you like? How did you like to be treated?
Oh, it was pretty easy, mate. You could do what you want with me. I was, I was pretty easy.
Superstar.
Superstar. I grew up in the days when John Cosmina and a guy called David Radcliffe at my first club, St. George, when I was 17. They were my mentors, and mate, if you stepped out of line, you soon knew about it.
Yeah.
I can remember Cosby having me up on one of the pegs in the dressing room, warning me to, stop being a cheeky little so-and-so. Different languages, of course. But,
Well, nothing's changed there, Robbie, but that's a good thing.
Where it was a bit,
Well, I was the same, mate. And the coaches or managers back then were very, very much blanket across the whole team. They weren't really aware of the individual management.
Yeah. Mate, you're doing the Melbourne City game tonight. Who wins that against Brisbane? And I need your tip for Sydney FC v Newcastle, please.
Well, I'm going to go for Sydney to bounce back. That's in spite of them probably changing a number of players due to the FFA Cup final on Tuesday. But I'll go for them to bounce back at home. They haven't lost for 1,000 years, so I can't see them losing two on the bounce. And I'll go for Brisbane to win at home. The only reason I'm picking them is they're at home. They're normally very strong, but a horrible start to the season. So there you go.
Mm. Robbie, keep up your great calling over the weekend, mate, and have a good one.
Good on you, boys. You as well. I'll speak to you on Monday.